Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of a few books which I've sort of laid out haphazardly. There, if you're watching the video of this, you can obviously see that. If you're listening to the audio, I've just set up this new studio. So for the first time, I'm actually recording the Life Masterclass podcast as a video. So you're not going to see those pictures there, but there's some books in the background. So welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm looking out over some greenery. There's a bit of grey. We had a bit of rain this morning, that sort of stuff, but otherwise a beautiful day here in Bali. And welcome to the Life Masterclass, where I'm always looking at practical tips, tools and strategies to help you increase your level of health, your level of happiness, your level of fulfillment, your level of meaningfulness in life. And I've got a special program today, and we're going to go into a coaching strategy. Before I do, I just want special mention that each month I do a guided meditation. And for me, guided meditations are doing the work from the inside out. So it's a beautiful part to put with your strategies of self-improvement and work on self. The other thing with recording here in Bali, there's usually a bit of background symphony. There's some dogs or some chickens or some roosters, some motorbikes, some construction happening. So if there's any noises in the background, it's the Bali Symphony. So today with this podcast, I want to reveal to you one of the most impactful, game-changing tech. It's not really a technique, it's a practice that I've turned into a habit. And I talk about this. So recently I did a webinar called The 7 Steps to a Mid-2020 Reset. So check that out. I've got it as one of the podcasts here. But in that, I talked about one of my favorite strategies. And this strategy allows us to make awesome choices about how we're moving forward in life, so we can be a conscious co-creator in our life. I've worked with lots of clients over the last 12 plus years, and one of the things that is common is people sort of being 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years down the track of involvement in something and realizing that they don't really like doing it anymore. And maybe they've realized for a year or 6 months. So what I suggest to them, in order to stop us making poor choices or doing something that we don't necessarily like, and what happens if someone gets to 2 years down the track, they're doing something that they necessarily don't like, then they look behind them and they think, well, I've invested all this time, I've invested all this energy, maybe I've invested some financial aspect to it, so maybe I just stick with it and bear it out. I'm a big believer in taking regular checks. So my background, 14 years in the military, a lot of strategic planning, consulting to Olympic Games, a lot of strategic planning. So one of the key pieces for me with the planning process is I come up with my best plan, but my best plan isn't a known fact as to whether it's the best plan until I step over the line, until I execute. Once I take action, then I get real-world feedback, then I can test and adjust my plan. So part of the moving and grooving elegantly and easefully through life is making sure we have regular check-ins. So what I've done is I've instituted with myself and all of my clients a weekly check-in. And I call it like a weekly meeting with myself. So every Monday morning, and I work for myself, so I've got flexibility of when the time is for this particular activity, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 is meeting with self. And if in meeting with self, I'm checking out all of my life aspects, I'm checking out my relationship, I'm checking out whether I'm still in love with what I do, I'm checking out what's working for me, what's not working for me, I'm checking out what's my health doing, I'm checking out what's my energy like? I'm checking out, you know, where's my sort of mental clarity at? So I'm doing this big check-in every week. And what it allows me to do, I may decide to do a project and I'm powering off in that direction, but I check in and I realize this actually isn't what I truly want to be doing. So I sort of decide it's time to take a step back. Now, maybe I need to modify that slightly. Maybe I need to take it in a slightly different direction. Or maybe I need to pull the shutters down that in its entirety so that I can move into doing something that is more in alignment with me. So if you introduce this weekly check-in, it will save you from having or being that person 6 months down the track realizing, what the hell am I doing this for? I don't actually enjoy it. What am I in this relationship for? It's not, we don't have aligned values. It's not working for me. I don't feel a better person. I don't feel like I'm growing in this experience. This work that I've decided to, you know, buy into and take on as a job, maybe I realize it's not really what I thought it was going to be. But I don't want to be 5 years in the future and having wasted 5 years of my life before I realize this isn't the right path for me. It's not in alignment with, you know, the deeper part of my being. And I don't want to leave that go for so long. So simple strategy. Meeting with self once a week. Now, if you can't do a Monday morning like me, you're sort of through the week, it might be a Saturday morning thing, it might be a Sunday morning thing, it might be wherever it works best for you. But choose a time when your energy level is elevated. Choose a time when you're in the most empowered state of being. So you're mentally clear, you're emotionally grounded, you're in a optimistic, enthusiastic, playful, open-minded, you're in these elevated emotional states. So you're in the best state of being to look at your life, to plan your life, to make, you know, variations in your life, to sort of level it up where you can. So again, I implore you, don't just, you know, take this in, sounds like a good idea. I encourage you, once you finish listening to this podcast, to actually get your calendar out and schedule in that meeting with self, and maybe schedule it in for the next 6 weeks if it's blocked out. And I never let someone jump into that space. So I book out 9 till 10:30. I bumped into a colleague the other day and I'd done a walk on the beach and then I do my planning after that. And this colleague, and I hadn't seen for a while, wanted to have a cup of coffee. And I'm like, no, can't have a cup of coffee. I've got this meeting with myself, which is non-negotiable. It's paying myself first. It's working on myself first. It's putting the gas mask, the oxygen mask on myself first in the plane before I charge off. So there you go, a powerful, powerful technique to make a game changer. And again, if you did nothing else in your life but introduce this one thing, it would change the course of your life. So thank you as always for joining me today for this Life Masterclass podcast coming to you all the way from Bali. If you would like to go deeper in any of my work, check out karlmassey.com, my website. Go into the training and events section. There'll be events that might be coming up online or live. Plus there's some training courses there. And if you'd like to work deeper with me coaching wise, just reach out, go to my contact page, drop me an email, and let's start a conversation. I'd love to help you out and support you in any way I can. If there's any topics you would like me to talk about or bring up or you have questions, again, just send them through to me and I'll bring them into this podcast series so that they might serve you, plus someone else that may have the same question. So on that note, wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.